So luckily that was, of all the missions I flew, that was the only time I come home.
And that was the first one, the first combat mission.
That was the first and only one. So. Yeah.
How about your first kill? What was the first airplane you shot down?
Okay, that was then, I think, on the 6th of April. No, yeah, 6th of April. The war had changed at that point. It was a different type of war. Earlier, you know, the Japanese had more planes than we did and so forth, so there's a lot of aerial combat going on, but then this was the start of the kamikaze situation. And I'll tell you, in April, from March through April, it was terrible. They were sending kamikazes in all the time. At one point, our gunners on the Essex almost ate and slept at their gun mounts for 24 hours at a time, you know. And so they were wondering if there was a little island called Kikishima, and it had an airfield, and they sent out the four of us over there, you know, to tear that place up. Well, when they got over there, apparently all their ships or all their planes were pretty much on a mission or somewhere, because we didn't find any airborne ones, but just a few on the ground, but very few. And so we strafed those, we tore up some of the hangars and did a little with rockets and so forth, even damaged their airstrip, you know, so it'd be hard for them to use. And so we decided we was get back to the ship, because getting low on ammo and stuff. And so we started back, and I kind of remember maybe we were something around 1,800 feet off the water. We weren't very high, and all of a sudden I saw coming at us on a converging course two Val dive bombers. And boy, I was lucky I hadn't put my guns back on safety, because all I had time to do is push the nose down, put the sight on him, and squeeze the trigger, and I saw the pilot slump forward, and he plunged into the ocean. Well, then I was wondering what happened to the second one, and I thought maybe the other guys maybe took care of that. But I made a wing over turn, and this one was heading toward that airfield that we had just damaged. And so I was full throttle on this Hellcat, and it really responded. And I started catching up, and just as I was ready to squeeze the trigger to make the kill, I heard on the radio my division leader hollering at me. He said, "Don, get out of there, they're shooting at you from the shore batteries." But I continued to squeeze the trigger, and that one blew up. And so then I did a wing over and a lot of evasive maneuvers to keep and get shot down from the anti-aircraft fire. So then I found out there were two other Val dive bombers, and that's what the other guys were doing. My division leader shot down one of them, and the section leader shot down one. And then the last guy in the division, which everybody always referred to as Taylor and Charlie, he got a Lily, and I'm not sure yet. I haven't been able to figure out and find out just what type of a plane that was. But anyway, we all got our first victories that day.
And you got two that day?
Yes, right.
Okay.
So we started then hitting a lot of the small islands with their airfields and so forth, and then started banging around on Okinawa.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, then the ships of the fleet would move, and we'd fly maybe 300 miles to targets on Kyushu, and always after airfields, factories, even supply trains, and a little bit of everything.
So you're doing a lot of ground attack, basically.
Yeah,
And you said you were shooting rockets before. How about, were you using bombs then also?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
We carried The Hellcat would carry 2,000-pound bombs, but I don't think I ever flew one that was armed with a 1,000-pounder. Mm-hmm. We most generally carried the 500s. And as pilots, especially with ground support, we preferred the rockets because they're a little more accurate. But we carried both, you know, all the time. And so then we got to the place where then we were doing a lot of time over Okinawa and that way. And of course, that was a little before the invasion yet. And once in a while, we'd skip as far north, you know, as the second island where Tokyo is. But then on April 1st, and that happened to be Easter Sunday, We helped with the invasion of Okinawa. I think most all of the fighters were carrying napalm firebombs at that point. And so we went in and scorched the beach, you know, for the landing boats were coming in. And they thought that there was an airfield, the closest airfield on Okinawa. They thought it would take probably maybe 6 days to take that airfield. They had it in hours, because the Japanese had either gotten wind that the invasion was going to happen on a day, or else they did a good guess, and they had pulled back into the mountainous, hilly areas. I don't think the casualty rate was real great. I've never seen any, you know, numbers on that. But then when it got into the mountains and hills, and it changed different. And so then we started, and eventually they had, the fleet had sent, I think it was, six dive bombers and maybe a few torpedo planes to land at that airfield. The Air Force had come in and taken over then. And they've landed with a fighter escort to be briefed on close support, ground support. And so they tried several different situations where the Marines or the infantry would have people bottled up, you know, in some of those caves and revetments up in the mountains. And it worked out really good. And so then they started inviting, including us fighter pilots, too. They'd give us a position on the grid map, and so we would use rockets then. And of course, to me, that was the toughest duty we ever drew, because you didn't have any room for error, because your people would be surrounding it, you know. And really, we got by with it. We didn't have any rockets that landed off center or whatever. But then we had another situation which we got involved with that was really kind of an interesting assignment. They had spotters. The Air Force had spotters, guys that would be flying a small airplane and flying low level, picking out targets.
Yep.
And so we'd be on the same frequency, and so we'd report in. And I can remember two events because they were kind of unusual. One day we reported in, and the guy said, I got an old grass hut here. I don't like the looks of it. He says, put a few rounds of ammo into that. And so we did. And boy, talk about 4th of July. It was an ammunition dump, and it was blowing up like crazy. And then about a week later, while we drew that assignment again, and when we reported in, why, he had a haystack he didn't like. And so we put rockets into that, and that was a fuel dump. So the fuel, the big black smoke, you know, was rolling from there. So those were, if there's anything fun about war, well, maybe
blowing those things up.
That might be.
Yeah. I agree. I like watching things blow up, too, when I drop a bomb.
Right.
Yep.
Right.